Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. It is Thursday the 2nd of December 2021. Hello, Gabby Bolt.
Hello, Dom Knight.
Hi, Lachlan Hodson.
Howdy doody.
We're going to begin with what's on the show today because it's so exciting we need to speak about it first.
Mm.
And let's talk about our outro topic because that's the most exciting thing on the show today.
Sure is.
Someone might be going on reality TV.
Wee, wee, wee,
hi,
wee.
It's me, Lachlan Hodson, reality TV star.
Yep.
We're all for it. And you get to vote whether Lachlan should do it or not. That's coming up.
Just like reality TV.
Yes, and the government is also taking big steps to combat the most important thing threatening Australians today.
Reality TV.
No.
Oh.
It's social media.
Oh, I'm so glad that's being looked into.
Yeah, that's what they need to look at right now.
Plus, John has instigated a conspiracy.
Ooh.
Oh, we're always meant to report on them. We were never meant to start them.
Yeah, we'll ask him about that. And of course, we have Rebecca Dainamuno in the Chaser newsroom right after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The same government that calls unemployed people lazy has announced they plan on doing 10 full days of work between now and August. The announcement comes despite outcry from the politicians' work union, who claimed even 10 days was too much, and that if the taxpayer wants the government to do an extra day of work, it would have to come out of their pockets. Anthony Albanese has found himself in the middle of a lawsuit after a boofhead is suing him for defamation. The boofhead in question has stated that Albanese made comments detrimental to their reputation after they were called Peter Dutton. The latest Beatles documentary has shown new insight into what broke up the iconic band. The documentary reveals that Yoko Ono in fact destroyed the Beatles from the inside by politely sitting in the background and saying nothing while the band argued with each other. That's the latest headlines from the Chaser Report. I'm Beck, the one and only. Don't you dare take me for granted again.
So Gabby and Lachlan, it seems like the government's big pitch to win the next election is to beat up on social media, to get the executives into a parliamentary inquiry and tell them what's what.
Hell yeah, about bloody time too.
That's not like governments to use social media to win elections.
Do we not remember that earlier in the year, the government pissed off Facebook? Do you remember?
Yeah.
And they completely and got shut down.
Yeah. How could we forget we were the only news site in the country?
We know what happens when you anger Facebook. This is a terrible idea. Let Zuckerberg do whatever he wants. He can destroy everything with like one click.
Zuckerberg is basically prime minister for all I care.
I mean, all he has to do is turn off Scott Morrison's Facebook page and Twitter, and Labor will win. They'll be the only ones. Ooh. Just like, they'll be the Chaser news service of Australian politics.
Well, maybe that's what why Labor's so silent on this issue, is because they're hoping that, hey, if we don't upset Zuck, he won't shut our accounts down and we'll win by default.
Although, do you think Anthony Albanese has any followers? I suspect not. I don't know if you guys have been watching Succession, but there's a plot point this season where a really useless hack politician, who I think is the vice president, tries to get elected president by picking on social media companies. So it's good to know ScoMo's watching the best show on TV.
Oh.
Except that the guy loses. So maybe he's got to catch up on his binging.
If we know anything about ScoMo, he skims television. He doesn't actually pay attention to what's happening.
Well, I'm just trying to think, was there any other case where there was a big politician who had an issue with social media? Maybe his platform got launched by social media. Was there anyone like that by the name of Donald Trump?
Yes.
I remember him.
Actually, Donald Trump just started his own social media company.
Oh,
so
that's right.
It's like the Truth Social
going?
Or something.
Yeah.
I really hope that he gets called to the parliamentary inquiry. That would be very entertaining. But look, Peter Dutton, to be fair, Peter Dutton's been very upset about some of the trolling he's received, some of the names that he's been called.
And
that's just from Albanese across the aisle. Because, you know, Peter Dutton hates it when powerful people don't care about the plight of vulnerable individuals. He just thinks that's really unfair when he's a vulnerable individual.
Yeah. Well, look, and nothing says that you're a vulnerable individual more than crafting an inquiry that is literally called the Combating Online Trolls and Strengthening Defamation Laws.
That are you serious?
It's horrid.
Way to show your cards, guys.
We're in so much trouble. But, I mean, I have to admire the principled stance of Greg Hunt, who apparently is standing down as health minister. We haven't had it completely confirmed yet, but he seems to be stepping down. And, I mean, this is a man who will fight for the rights of anonymous people on social media. Evidently.
And why was that again, Tom? Was there anyone particular that he needed to keep anonymous?
Was there a case that we remember happening here?
I can't remember the name of that anonymous account that he liked. What was it?
Oh, no, I remember now.
Oh, yeah?
BBW Cum Pumper 69. How could I forget about that?
There's the hill you want to die on.
Well, look, I think that it's really fascinating that they're going for a social media inquiry because I thought that Scott already knew all of the issues there. I thought that we were all fine because, as everyone knows and as Scott's told us, social media is powered by the evil one.
Really?
Do you not remember? Only months ago, Scott Morrison did a massive talk to a whole bunch of churches and said that social media is the work of the devil. That's literally a quote from him.
You know what? The devil works hard, but my social media presence works fucking harder. Let me tell you. It is a job. It's a full-time job being satanic.
I just think they got this the wrong way around. Like, rather than exposing trolls, couldn't the government make a whole lot of prominent social media influencers anonymous? Like, there's a whole lot of people in Byron whose Instagram accounts I would like made completely invisible.
Oh, I'd just love it if the government could eliminate all reality TV stars. And I have no ulterior motive there whatsoever.
Lachlan, you'll never escape.
So the bottom line here, I guess, is that if you want to start a troll account, you got to do it now before they make it illegal.
Now's the time.
And BBW Cum Dumpster 69, if you are listening.
Cum Pumper.
Sorry. BBW Cum Pumper 69, if you're listening, look, it was great while it lasted.
Yeah, we're big fans. Big fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
Today is a very exciting day here at the Chaser office because for the very first time, certainly for me, we have John Delmenico here in person.
Whoop, whoop.
Hi, guys.
John in the flesh.
It's going to be a big difference for the audio listeners.
The man who writes most of the website. John, what have you been up to? What's been going on?
I decided to come down because I've done something bad and I've caused a lot of pain and I need to confess.
Oh, no. I mean, we've done so much horrible things in this company. It can't be that bad.
I'm glad you're here in person, John. This is important.
I think Father Dom's here to forgive.
I don't know if you've heard, but there's been this conspiracy theory being pumped by a lot of far-right people about Anthony Albanese and him baking cooking steak with Dan Andrews.
Oh, yes, that weird picture of Dan Andrews and Albo with the barbecue, like really a little bit awkward.
Yeah, so my confession is that I started that conspiracy theory.
You started?
No way.
In response to that tweet, the top response is me as a joke because, I don't remember, it's Currygate. This like ongoing conspiracy theory.
I remember that, yeah.
That Scott Morrison doesn't cook his own curries.
Oh, that he just steps in and picks up a ladle and someone else has cooked it, right.
Yeah. And so it turned out he does cook them. He's just shit at cooking them.
So what did you write?
So I parodied those and said, if those steaks were cooked on that barbecue, why is it so clean? Where are the grill lines and why is the barbecue off?
So I just thought you were being a smartass when I saw that because I looked at this yesterday. I didn't realize you were the top response though. You were the first person in on it.
And I went to bed that night at like 1 a.m. and the tweet was like not doing very well. And then the next morning I woke up and it had 600 likes and 50 retweets.
Whoa. This is all on the Big Johnny D on Twitter, by the way, if you want to follow along in real time.
My personal account. I don't do these dumb things from the work accounts where it would get money. I do it from my own one where it's annoying to me.
Too dumb for the chaser. And even too dumb for the intern's Twitter account. That's quite a bar. Yeah.
Nothing's too dumb for the intern's Twitter account.
So I noticed this tweet, and this tweet really worried me. John's right. I can't wait for all of you clown emoji to get your 14th booster shot and on a subscription. Then will you stand with Dan? P.S. They are running out of Greek letters in the alphabet.
Which is true.
Which all those so all those were written in capitals, and the image is the blue, the thin blue line logo, and the in the at there's the word freedom, and there was American flags in the top.
You've got the people who are with Gabby in the train on the weekend going to the rally.
Yeah, they're and everywhere. I would like to know where the size 14 dresses are. I still haven't got one.
Worse is that it got picked. Is that like because it got so much traction? Unite Australia. Started sharing it on Facebook.
No.
Craig Kelly got on board.
No.
Can we actually get his number finally and for all?
There was Jason Wood, who's an MP. This is like the post that made journalists confirm that he looks at QAnon like pages. It's because he also posted what was essentially what I posted, but in a much longer form.
And not a joke.
And broken up and not a joke. And then it's become to the point where Dan Andrews was even asked about it at a presser. And he had to, like, explain what had happened. And weirdly, he, like, admitted, like, journalists like, oh, so he did barbecue it. But he admitted that he didn't barbecue it.
Really?
So technically, you did prove your conspiracy theory correct.
He said that he pan-fried it first and then was putting on the barbecue the last second. And that was before he put on the barbecue the last second. And he said that it's a very normal thing that everyone does when they barbecue steak.
What?
Which it's not. It's not at all.
I do not subscribe to the Dan Andrews cookbook. No, thank you very much.
That's like Bill Shorten eating the sausage from the middle. It's people trying to be human beings and failing. John, you've inadvertently exposed a real conspiracy theory. I thought this was going to be you'd started it as a joke, and now you've exposed it, and it's real. He didn't cook the steak on the barbecue. So in short, John Delmenico is a barbecue stopper.
And I'm also, I guess, Q now. Like The Spectator and Daily Mail have both reported on it. And connected and like being like the person who started it and then implied that I was an anti-vaxxer and that I was protest. Like I think the Daily Mail even said I protested at Melbourne.
Doesn't your bio say writer for Chaser?
It does. And you know what that is? That's massively defamatory.
Yeah.
You can sue the Spectator and Rowan Dean.
Save the company $35,000.
Well, John, it's always fun when we inadvertently play the internet like a puppet master. Well done. And I guess the next thing to do is to invite Albo and Dan Andrews over for a barbecue and see if they actually know how to cook steak.
Chuck another steak on the pan.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Chaser Report. More news, less often.
Lachlan, come get in here. No. Get in here.
No.
I want you to tell the listeners what you just told us. You've got an interesting message on your Facebook messenger, Lockie.
Look, you know, we're in the media industry. It's all about the hustle. It's all about pushing yourself and taking, saying yes to any opportunity that comes. I don't know if I want to say yes to this, Dom. Aww.
What's the opportunity, Lachlan?
Okay, go on, so tell him.
I was out on my lunch break and I literally just got this message from someone who seems to be part of the casting crew for a particular TV show. It's a reality TV show.
Oh, look at me.
Which reality TV shows do you think I'd fit on?
I'd need
to hear some pictures.
Do you really want me to answer that question?
Yeah, kind of.
Lego Nip Masters.
You know what? I'll take
Masters. I've got it. Botched.
Oh, embarrassing bodies for sure, yeah.
Letters and numbers.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh.
Survivor.
Survivor. Ooh, yeah. Nope, it's not Survivor.
I can just see you in the jungle struggling.
I can see you and Jonathan LaPaglia fighting.
No. It's nothing physical. It's something a bit more, you know, romance based.
Oh, The Bachelor?
The Batch.
The Batchy.
The Bachelorette.
Oh my God, are you going to be on The Bachelorette?
No, I'm not. I'm not on The Bachelorette. And Tony Armstrong's hopefully the next Bachelor. So
yeah, fingers crossed for that.
Not that.
You might be on that.
No.
What other shows? I don't watch this rubbish.
Well, the rubbish that I've just been asked to maybe accept a casting call for is none other than Beauty and the Geek.
Yes!
Now, quick. As a beauty or as a geek?
Clearly a beauty.
Oh, definitely a
you're
geek.
You're beautiful. Look, if you haven't seen Lachlan Hodgson,
you're not missing out.
Jump on the socials.
I said geek.
It's a miracle that he's single.
It's because I work with him, though. I share an office with you.
So
definitely
you might
geek.
Be a geek. I mean, that's such a hard decision, isn't it? Do you accept the characterization and just be a bit heartbroken inside and go on the show? Do you say, I'm not a geek?
I know.
You go on the show, Lachlan.
I'm, like, really conflicted right now because obviously the chaser in me is saying, you sell out. You sell out for every opportunity you can. But there's a tiny part of me that for some reason still clings to this idea of having dignity and not selling out and going on this show that I don't like the show.
Do the show.
You know things that are better than dignity?
What's better than dignity?
Money.
And also true love.
Yeah, which you definitely find on Beauty and the Geek.
You know what? Okay, actually, I will say, from what I have seen of Beauty and the Geek, and this is not at all me pandering to my future casting officer, but it does look like that show actually has a tiny bit more heart than every other romance reality show.
He's already in.
He's already
Gabby,
in.
He's already in. Okay, so how did the conversation go?
Okay, so I was, I kid you not, Gabby and I were going out to grab sausage rolls, and I get this message from someone whose name is Isabella. I look at her profile. She is the head of casting for the company for Beauty and the Geek. She sends me this message. Hey, Lachlan, how are you? I hope you don't mind my message. I'm currently casting for Beauty and the Geek. We're looking for single people between the ages of 18 and 35 who would love to participate in this fun social experiment designed to celebrate our differences.
I debate the word fun in that
sense. Yeah, and also celebrate our differences. Calling someone a geek is not celebrate. It's happened to me a lot of times. It's mocking people. I've been contacted by random strangers before and called a geek. I just wasn't asked on television at the same time.
I mean, usually when I get called a geek, it's by someone who's driving past me and shouting it from the back of their car.
But exactly.
The message continued, I came across your profile and was wondering if you or anyone you know might be interested.
Oh!
Thanks for your time, Isabel.
It's beautifully,
interns on the show.
It's beautifully worded though, isn't it? Rather than, hey, Lachlan, I was just browsing around looking for fresh meat and I found your profile and I thought you look like a fucking geek and I want to put you on television. So what are you saying?
You and all your friends.
Yeah. I think that our audience of, very lowbrow viewers will enjoy laughing at you.
Well, the conversation continued. So I saw this message and I kind of just went, is this someone being funny? So I texted back, hi, Isabel. I can't tell if it's funnier if this is a genuine offer or just a roast. And then she responded, no, Lachlan, this message is genuine, which was a bit more heartbreaking.
Which is what real trolls would say. Anyway, no, let's keep going. You checked out her CV?
Yeah, I had a look at her CV and I thought, look, got to take any opportunity that comes to me. So I messaged back again. Isabel, I know my fair share of beauties, geeks, and all the in-betweens. What do you need from me? She says, amazing stuff. At the moment, we're just searching for geeks.
Okay, but look, think about this for our podcast perspective. You've been trying to get sponsorships, right?
Aww.
You know what's going to get you some fucking influencer cred? Going on Beauty and the Geek.
You know what? I think it's best if we put the decision to the audience. Fortunately, you've given out your phone number before. Text Lachlan and tell him yes to the show or no, preserves some dignity. And I've got to be frank with you, there's not much left. Mm. Lachlan, what's the number?
0422 047434.
There you go. That's the Lachlan hotline. Also, if you want to date him,
maybe we do our own beauty.
Because if he wasn't single, that'd be the best possible excuse. So you could perhaps save him from this choice. Otherwise, just tell him to go on the show.
Yeah,
definitely you should go on the show. So what about the others? Assuming you're going on,
I think we try and milk it. I reckon we get all of them on there.
So the other question is: do you go on legit, or do we try and pull a prank and hope that they haven't heard this podcast?
Well, I don't think we're going to have to worry about them hearing this podcast.
Isabel, if you're listening, I accept.
Yeah!
Good stuff, Lachlan.
Geeks, 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 geeks. I'm finally the coolest.
I really thought this was going to be my year.
It's pretty magical. Text Lachlan and tell him whether you think he should go on the show or not. And our Gear and Road microphones are part of the Acast Creator Network. And Lachlan Hodson is a geek.